I'd like to call this Thursday, March 18th, 2021, AMAT's Technical Advisory Committee virtual meeting to order. I take your previous comments, Curtis, to say that we do have a quorum.
We do.
Thank you very much. Turning to minutes, the January 21st, 2021 minutes, I will entertain a motion.
Demasi,
so move. For Demasi.
Demasi, second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Moving to staff reports, financial progress report, Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you can see on attachment 3A, includes our financial progress report through February 28th. See, AMAT's expended about 51% of the budget, and we are in good shape. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? If there are none, I will entertain a motion.
So move, Bashara Rittman.
Goodbye, Trick second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Seeing or hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I would like to let everyone know that AMATS is currently going through its federal certification. So AMATS is certified by a group of federal highway administration and federal transit administration staff that reviews basically our work process, through from the last 4 years of the regional plan. So as you know, we've got the draft plan today that we're reviewing. It'll be approved in May. But they're coming into town in 2 weeks, on March 30th and March 31st. And to that end, on March 30th, there will be a public meeting for citizens or community members to, you know, provide their thoughts on how we as AMATS, you know, follow the transportation planning process and what we do. You guys are all welcome to attend that public meeting, which I'm sure you all can't wait to register. But we will provide information to sign up. We're looking forward to that and expect a good time with Federal Highway and FTA. The other thing I just want to talk about, and this is kind of wide-reaching. So obviously, the latest, not CARES Act, but American Recovery Act, or you know whatever its name is, and we do know and are aware that some communities are anticipating, you know, fairly large amounts, dollar amounts for funds. We're also aware that that could lead to some requests for, you know, trying to match those dollars up with AMATS projects and moving those projects and things like that. You know, I think AMATS perspective at this right now, from our staff's perspective, is, you know, we're going to wait to see kind of what happens. Which communities are going to look to want to possibly move up, and then, you know, decide based on some type of fairness of, you know, how we would do that if that does come up. I mean, quite frankly, I know the CDBG communities are getting what appears to be quite a bit of funding. I'm not sure about other communities, if it's smaller amount or any amount or anything. So, you know, we are looking at that and seeing how it goes. From the federal infrastructure perspective, you know, there's been a lot of chatter about it. I do think if it happens, it'll happen in the fall. I do think the biggest hiccup will be pay-fors for that meeting or for those infrastructure bill. It sounds like they, you know, really do want to potentially consider figuring out a way to pay for it. We've had that same conversation for the last 15 years and haven't, you know, actually for the last 30 years now. And we haven't changed the way that we fund infrastructure federally. But I do suspect that there will be a bill. And I do suspect that, you know, come January, we may be looking at an increase in allocations and things like that. So all those things are positive. I think they're all good problems for us to have. And, you know, like I mentioned, too, we'll have our draft plan. So we're in May. you know, our May meetings will be packed full of things like, you know, certifying our process, approving our plan, you know, air quality conformity, all that good stuff. So the next 2 months will be pretty busy for the AMAT staff preparing for all that. But, you know, and as we get through that, then we'll be looking at doing the round of funding come come September for new projects in the future years. So with that, just let me know if anyone has any questions.
Hey, Curtis, just for the benefit of those folks that do or may want to attend the public meeting that you spoke of, you said it was March. What was the date of that?
March 30th, and I believe it's at 6:30 is the start time.
March 30th at 6:30.
Yeah.
Great.
And if you're interested, you can email Carrie or I, and we'll provide you with it's a virtual meeting, so we'll provide you with the necessary link.
Perfect. Thank you, Curtis.
Yep.
Anybody have any other questions or comments for Curtis? Hearing none, we will move on to the AMATS Federal Funds Report, Attachment 3C, Mr. Poulet.
Hey, thank you. Next month we enter the final lap of fiscal year 21. I'm pleased to report that since our January meeting, we had two large projects sell. The Streetsboro Aurora Citywide Signals, and then the Talmadge Road I-76 Interchange project in Brimfield. And it always feels good when those larger projects sell, because it just seems to take so much time to plan and design and fund those type of projects. We still have a couple more large projects remaining in fiscal year 21. There's one in Barberton, and then there's a State Route 14 widening project in Streetsboro that we need to sell yet. And then in addition to those, we have some numerous resurfacing projects and a couple CMAQ and TASA projects. The only other thing I have is in fiscal year 2022, at one time we had nearly a $5 million balance, and we were at risk of losing some funds if we didn't use that up. And fortunately, through talking to sponsors and through our project review meeting last Thursday, we were able to move enough projects up to mostly resurfacing projects up to reduce that to $2.75 million. So we still have room to add some additional projects if you have anything that you would like to move up. But I don't think there's anything out there, because we pretty much went through that at our project review meeting. And we are pretty close to the threshold that we're allowed. So I can sleep a little better now at night, because that last thing I wanted to do was lose funding for our area. And like Curtis said, there may be some additional funds coming into the area. We'll have to just kind of take a wait and see attitude about that. And the last thing is, this summer we'll be accepting applications for new projects, if, you know, possibly through that process. If there's any additional funding through that process, we could fund some additional projects. So that's about all I have. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to take those.
Any questions or comments from Mr. Poulet? Thank you, Dave. Hearing none, let's move on to old business. I see no old business on the agenda. So moving to new business, the Draft Transportation Outlook 2045. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as I mentioned before, this is our draft Transportation Outlook 2045, which is scheduled to be completed in May of 2021. This plan includes over $5.3 billion of recommendations and highways, I think another $2 billion for transit, plenty of funding for, as much funding as we're allowed to project into the future for highway improvements, transit improvements, and bicycle and pedestrian improvements. The biggest key points and recommendations from this is that AMATS continues its policy of fix it first, you know, with our primary goal being preservation. Having that reflected in our TIP and in our funding policy is what we prioritize in terms of our quality of pavement, especially with our new PCI numbers that we've received. Next, all safety and operational improvements are considered consistent with the plan. Signal optimization, any safety roundabouts, et cetera, are consistent. We are looking forward to, on top of those, we have our $35 million for bicycle and pedestrian improvements that we've reserved. And then roughly based on sales tax income that the transit agencies collect, plus the federal money that they get recommendations for transit, which include looking at some new ways to expand service while also keeping their existing, basically existing costs neutral. What we're really looking for over the next month and a half is just, we had given you the list of projects in January to review. Some of those projects fell off the list. They're still eligible, but, just to make all the funding work and to keep us fiscally constrained, but we tried to keep what we thought were communities' priorities on the list. So now we're going back, as you can imagine, a plan like this takes about 10 different authors, so we're going back through and doing all the editing and all that stuff, but I think the meat and bones of what we have is good. We are looking for comments or questions. Tonight at our CIC, we're going to go through a presentation of the draft plan for public comment and feedback on the recommendations. So really, at this point, we're providing this and hoping to get feedback from you over the next 6 weeks that we can incorporate that feedback and approve our plan in May of 2021. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Hey, Curtis, just sort of housekeeping. If folks do have comments for you on the draft plan, who should they be sent to? How would you like to receive comments?
Yeah, so I mean, we'll take comments anyway. If you want to call me, you can email me or email Carrie. Really, there's no bad way to send a comment. If you get it to one of our staff, we'll make sure that it's incorporated. We did have quite a long list of projects that we tried to incorporate, so I would ask communities just to review, make sure we didn't leave one off or cut one out or one that you think is really critical. But I think overall we're in a pretty good spot with those. And then too, Chuck, I would really like communities to look at the bike and ped recommendations. As you know, sometimes we get those from the community. Sometimes we get them from the metro parks. So it might just be good to make sure we're all knowing what's coming through our region or being recommended or thought of with that. But yes, you feel free to contact me with any concerns.
Thank you, Curtis. Anybody else have any questions or comments at this point from Mr. Baker? Seeing or hearing none, thank you, Curtis.
Thank you.
Seeing or hearing no comments, moving on to item six, resolutions. Resolution 2020-02, Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6A in your mail out is a TIP amendment adding two projects, one for PARTA and one for Metro. These are new funds that were recently awarded to Metro and PARTA through the Ohio EPA's Diesel Emission Reduction Grant Program. Both RTAs are requesting the addition of funds for the purchase of compressed natural gas fueled buses. PARTA was awarded $723,000 in federal funds, state attributable CMAQ funds for the purchase of their buses, and Metro was awarded $855,000 in federal funds, and they are requesting that we add these funds and these projects to the TIP, and the staff is in favor of this amendment, and we'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Bowling, Jim McCleary. Bowling, second.
Kerry, did you get the motion and the second?
Mr. McCleary making the motion and Jim Bowling making the second.
Great. Thank you. All in favor, say or signal aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. I see no other business. I will entertain a motion to adjourn just for everybody's benefit. The next
Mr. Chairman, we have a hand raised, Mr. DeMasi.
Oh, my apologies, Mr. DeMasi.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, Curtis. Just real quick, I just wanted to announce, many of you may know this, Fred Guerrera, who is the Cuyahoga Falls Planning Director, is retiring at the end of the month, March 31st. So I know he's worked in public service for, I believe, 39 years with a couple different communities. So if you have a moment, reach out, send him an email, phone call. I think he would appreciate it. And staff, I'll be working with you to fill in that spot. He is our, not our alternate, he's our second position on tax. So we'll work with you guys on that.
No, that's a good comment. We're going to miss Fred. He's got a lot of expertise, and he's always real thoughtful on our committees. So, but everybody deserves to retire, right?
Thank you very much, Tony, and congratulations to Fred. Hearing no other comments, unless Bobby, I don't know if you had a comment. I didn't.
No, hear. I was just saying someday we're all going to retire, right? We hope.
All right, if there are no other comments or no other business, I will entertain a motion to adjourn, and the next meeting will be May 13th, 2021.
So move, Weithy.
Jim Bowling, second.
Jenkins.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Assuming none opposed, motion passes. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye.